Well, this is actually a short one today. All I'm going to do for you today is tell you adios and just go into some of your fundamentals I want you to keep an eye on. Okay? Got it? All right. Now, Jan, have you mimeographed that course rundown? Have you got it there? Well, now, I want you to keep your eye on a few things in audit. I want you to go taking a case, and because of some stupid omission, think you're going uphill against unworkable processes, or that you're not so good, or something of this sort. It's senseless these days to fail. It's senseless. But there are a few things that you can do that will bring it about, and while you're busy curdling your brains trying to look for the total effect solution to the pre-clear's case, well, you haven't gotten him an auditing chair or something, you know. I mean, it's just this idiotic. Now, while you're busy concentrating, while you're furiously concentrating on a case, and while you yourself have an idea that this case should run this and should run that, and you're very anxious to help and so forth, you just very often just take your finger off your number, you know, and you practically throw the case away for some idiotic omission. Now, this lecture in this part applies probably much more stringently to the... Thank you, John. Applies much more stringently, really, at the HCA-HPA level of auditing. But don't miss any bets here. The HCS level, DSCN level, the old-time veteran that's been with it from the beginning. Ah. Galoosh. Dick. Mary Sue, people, this level. Me, once in a while. We just take a finger off our number, you know? You get cocky. Well, now look, if it can happen at that level, you certainly can do it. So take what I'm telling you in perfectly good order. The secret is this. A case, just plain, won't run unless it's in session. And all the enthusiasm and brilliance in the world on your part as an auditor goes blah, if the case isn't in session. Definition in session? Interested in own case and in two-way communication with the auditor. Now, we find out that willing to talk to the auditor, actually, sums it up for you better. Now, this case will not talk to the auditor, just won't talk to the auditor if there are big overts and withholds. And the case which is interested on spot A being audited on spot B will go out of session. The case not interested in spot B, interested in spot A. You ought to be auditing spot A and cleaning the thing up, see? You thought it was fairly clean. The PC's still interested in it. And you can tell this very easily because the PC just chattering like a magpie, usually concerning spot A. Well, that doesn't mean you should always audit just what the PC is chattering about. But it does mean that when you parallel what the mind is doing with what you're doing, you get results. Now, if this PC is interested in a present time problem, you're not going to get him interested in spots A or B in his case, and a present time problem can come up any time. I have here some of the notes of omissions, which come up in courses and so on. I'm going to go over these with you, and you'll just see here and there one or more, 6 or 8 or 15 of your auditing flops. Your auditing flops don't come about because you don't know the process to run. Not now. Anybody can run the processes we're running now successfully, one way or the other, providing a case is in session. So there's your genius. Now here's this list. Rudiments and the presence of the auditor. These you must pay attention to. Don't you start that session without rudiments and auditor presence. Have an auditor in the session, namely you. Now, rudiments are elementary, my dear Watson. And rudiments do not consist of, do you have a room? Do you have an auditor? Well, you have a session here? Well, that's fine. I guess we can get going. Here's the first command. That's not rudiments. You take rudiments for granted that are obvious. Well, don't make a Gregorian chant out of rudiments. You take the rudiments for granted that are obvious. The PC is obviously willing to have a session, so we certainly don't ask him if he's willing to have a session. The PC obviously considers you his auditor or her auditor, so we don't bother about talking about the auditor. Obvious. You just can run off a long, involved, yiggity-yak. All you're doing is holding the show up. But you can err the other way. You can err that way very easily. Have some sort of a song and dance that you go into at the beginning of session, and you say, that's fine. You can actually blow a PC straight out of session with one of these damn things. PC listens to all this, and you go on and on and on. He's sitting there holding, ready to be audited, this, you see. All you do is call attention to the auditor, call attention to the auditor, attention to the auditor, attention to the auditor, and the next doggone thing you know, he ARC breaks and starts to blow. Why? Because he can't put his attention on the auditor. His attention's on his bank. And auditors who call attention to themselves or the session or anything else unnecessarily cause blows. Now, that's one direction to err. Now, you can err in this other direction, too. But it requires your observation which direction you go in. This PC sits down and isn't talking to you about his case or what's going on. Let's get some obnosis in this. Apparently a little bit restive. Tone arm resting at a different place than where we left the PC. Well, this isn't any particular time to go into a memorized song and dance either. But this PC does not look, got this now, just does not look like he's in session to you. He doesn't look like he's going into session, and he is not talking about his own case. And when you don't find any of that, And when you look this PC over, you sure check it. And now, let's find out if this PC has an auditor. Let's find out if this auditing room is okay. Let's find out particularly if the PC has any present time problems or any ARC breaks. Now, those are the exact salient points that you cover. And I don't care how you cover these points, you had better cover them. Cover them with blankets, tarpaulins, sod, anything you want to cover them with, but cover them. You don't cover them by saying, well, if you got an auditor, you got a room, you got this. So you don't do that. You find out if he's willing to be audited by you. You find out about this auditing room. Is there anything wrong with it? Is it all right? You find out if the PC has a present time problem. It's gnawing him up one way or the other. And so far on your meter, why, you're batting zero. You're batting no good. And you say, well, is there any ARC breaks here that haven't been cleaned up? You'll hit the jackpot. Well, then your first order of business, clean up those ARC breaks. Well, certainly a PC sitting there, out of session, and not minded at all to go into session. Not even vaguely minded to go into session. Certainly that PC is not going to have a goal for the session. So why ask about goals? Let's get a session before we have any goals for the session. So what you're interested in, with all of these rudiments, is a PC not talking about his own case, not interested in his own case, and not really talking well to you, doesn't look very bright or alert about it all. Here's where your intuition takes place. Now, of course, you can be intuitive. The PC is saying, boy, ever since I ran that engram last night, yesterday afternoon, that we were running, my chest has felt like somebody had stuffed it full of pineapples and forgot to remove the rind. Hey, now that's good enough. Of course, he is kind of chopping the auditor just a little bit and so forth, but he's talking about his case. So you're going to say, well, have you got an auditing room? Have you got it? His present time problem's a chest full of pineapples. Well, at that juncture, I simply tell him the session has started. Check over what we were doing and give him the next auditing command. Bang! Well, he's in session. What are you trying to put him in session for? But this PC sits down, and we were running a real red-hot engram about sled dogs. And he sits there, and you say, how you getting along? How you been along since yesterday? And he sits there, and he says, well, I'm getting along all right. Well, what happened about the sled dogs? I'm getting along all right. I mean, I'm doing all right. Sled dogs are all right. Things are all right. Hey, look, you better find if he's got an auditor. You better find out if he's done anything about auditing since the last time you saw him. Maybe he got another session someplace. You better find out if he's got a present time problem. And you always find out last ARC breaks, because if there are any, you can go at once into a process to clean up the ARC breaks. See? Now, there you go. If you got a PT problem involved here and so forth, you can handle that. But you handle what the PC has his concentration on before you start yanking his concentration around onto something else, and you've got it made. Now, that's the purpose and use of rudiments. And you had better develop that delicate sixth sense that tells whether or not PC is in session. And don't consider that you're infallible, because I don't know a single Scientologist, including myself, who is. PC sits down. Apparently everything is all right. We can establish a goal for the session. We start right into the session. PC runs for 30 minutes. And then, yap, 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 yap. Blow, 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 blow. Snow, wow, wow, wow. What happened? Well, it was just a case of being fooled. I'm pretty hard to fool, but I will admit that I'm occasionally fooled. My attention gets too thoroughly on the job in hand and what we're trying to do with the PC. Once in a blue moon, will forget the PC is also living. Alive, see? That is resting out there. So you can miss. But what happens when the PC starts going, yap, 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 yap? What had you better do at that time? Well, you better do what you omitted to do in the first place. See? Just say to yourself, well, I flubbed, and say to the PC, well, I flubbed, let's cover this thing, you know? Auditor, auditing environment, PT problem, ARC breaks. Let's cover them. Let's straighten this one up. You'll find out that somewhere toward the end of the last session, he is absolutely certain, or she is absolutely certain, that you picked up the ashtray and dumped cigarette ashes all over and so forth. I mean, you'd think this was how villainous it had happened. Actually, whatever happened is what happened, but you accumulated some withholds and overts on the part of the PC during the last session that didn't get cleaned up. And you're inheriting the whole ruddy works. Or you've inherited some overts and withholds from the PC on something that doesn't have anything to do with the session, but may have something to do with you. Well, this one you'd better check out, see? Got the idea? Now, we can reinterpret rudiments to read something like this. Have you done anything to me? Are you withholding anything from me? See, that's, you're willing to be audited by me. That's a broad interpretation. Have you done anything to this room and the people in it? Are you withholding anything from this room and the people in it? That clears the environment. You got that? Have you done something to somebody else? Are you withholding from somebody anything from somebody else or somebody's? Well, that's the PT problem. As far as the ARC break is concerned, this better be something on the order old TR5N. And you better clear up ARC breaks with TR5N. It takes some of the accusative note off of all of this. In spite of the fact that TR5N is not the perfect ARC break picker-upper, and actually is not worded very well. It still works better than continuously challenging the PC and making him guilty of overts. Of course, TR5N, what have I done wrong? What have you done wrong? Alternates, you know. Now, in this session, it's necessary to limit the time perimeter. But in view of the fact that the ARC break you're looking for probably occurred two or three sessions back and is in re-stim, it better be in our auditing or in our sessions. What have you done wrong in our sessions? What have I done wrong in our sessions? Played back and forth will eventually bring these things up and clean them up and gives the PC the opportunity of abreacting his hostilities. It's all motivator, 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 you see. Actually, being a PC is a rather irresponsible situation. So therefore, a PC picks up motivators faster than he ordinarily would in life. He has to be in that irresponsible situation, relieved of the responsibilities of the environment, or he just never would find anything on the track. But it does tend to take a person who wouldn't ARC brake in the normal operating atmosphere and find him ARC braking and so forth in session. You've got a reduction of responsibility. You understand that now? So let's look at this again now. PC is really ready to roll, man. Really ready to roll. All right, let's set a goal for the session. Get him first auditing, man. No more nonsense. See? Start it, go, first command. Bang! The idea? It isn't running well at the end of 15 minutes. You missed the boat. PC, at the beginning, doesn't appear to be terribly interested in self, you, session, bang, appears nervous, restive, apathetic, mis-emotional in any degree, so forth. Well, now you're going to find out. Is it all right for you to audit him? Is it all right for him to be audited in this environment? Do you have any present-time problems? And are there any ARC breaks? Just as easy as that. When you got these all cleaned up, then let's set a goal for this session. You do the same thing as before, but you've got a session running. Sometimes it's harder to start sessions than others. On the same PC. Now, at the end of a session, you do wrong. If you've been running something very, very violent, you do wrong not to look over your time schedule and run an hour of responsibility for the session if it's been a very, very rugged session. By rugged, I don't mean you ARC breaking him. I mean, he's been plowing into dynamite and blockbusters and everything, and got something done. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to go back and audit this some more later. You're just going to take the session off the top of it. Got the idea? Now, you can take the session off the top of it at any time and then go back and audit later. Now, apparently, this is a waste of auditing time. But it's not, really. All you're doing is rehearsing this interesting fact. He's found out that he could do this and survive. You're calling this to his attention. You'll find out he goes back in session next time with much greater enthusiasm and verve. And it's a way to add to a win as well as to make it possible for your pre-clear to live through that night. It is not really necessary to bring the tone arm into any peculiar position by any other process than the process at the end of session. Of course, it's idiotic to think that any other process than the process you've been running will do anything with the tone arm. It won't. So you're not going to worry about that one. Now, if you run responsibility on the session, just bingity-bang, responsibility on the session, you get a situation where he's kind of still in the incident. He's still got his attention on the incident, but he's running the session he ran the incident in, don't you see? So you haven't actually yanked his attention off of anything because his attention is still on it. And that's just about all you would be able to do. Run off the ARC brakes on the auditor during the session? Run TR5 in at the end of the thing? No! Definitely not. You should have picked those up as they came up. You should have picked them up as they went by, then flattened them. But if you're going to do something to level out a session, like over a weekend, particularly you do something like this, you better run responsibility on your auditing sessions on the PC so as to rehabilitate this and get his attention kind of unstuck where it's stuck in several places. You see the difference here? It leaves his attention on the bank to a marked degree. Responsibility on a session where incident 862 has been run, of course, is still to some degree running 862. Running ARC breaks off the end of a session puts his attention on the auditor, not on the session or the incident. Follow this? Make sense to you? These are just some of the smooth niceties of auditing. These are some of the little curling cues. Now, you must use care in setting up a session. You must use care in setting up a session. A session must not be set up carelessly. You know, you sit down in that chair, Joe, I'll sit down, here's the cans. I start saying, now, so forth. No, it takes more dress parade. Setting up a session is an impingement. Unless you make that impingement happen, you can smoke if you want to. Unless you can make that impingement happen, you're not going to get a session. And part of the trick of getting a session running is setting up a session with considerable care. Now, there's your chair there. Now, is that all right? And you sort of put the PC in it. You've placed him. He straightened out his E-meter cans. You made sure that he's all set. You start the session with great care, making sure that you don't start the session at a moment when there's other noise and confusion or something of the sort. You really push it home. You are impressive. Got the idea? You are particular and impressive when you start the session. Furthermore, if you let the instructor start the session, you won't have a session there for weeks. You just make sure that you're real satisfied. This is all set up. Now you say, start of session. And we go with the PC. Just ask him any banality, see what he'll say and how he's talking and so forth, and adjudicate whether or not he's interested in him, what you've been running and what you're going for and so forth, or whether he's not. Well, he doesn't seem to be interested, so let's go through the routine. Let's go into our song and dance now. Let's find out the overts and withholds on you, if any. Any reason he doesn't want to be audited by you or anything of the sort. Clean this thing up. You know, you could spend 12 or 15 hours setting up a PC with which you have some familiarity or you've known for a while. You know, just setting the PC up to have a session. Do you know you can do this? And with enormous profit. I've gone on setting up a session. Well, I'll be real factual with you. I think I've gone on setting up a session for 30-some hours. Getting that PC to talk. Of course, PC never classifies it as setting up a session because the PC's getting someplace all the way, see? But according to me, it's just setting up a session. Fixing this PC up so we got two-way comm. See, running all the overts and withholds and TR5N and what have you done and what have you withheld and how about Scientology and is there any overts and withholds in this area or against any people and watching that meter like a hawk, you know, and bringing that toe and arm down and just doing nothing but setting up a session, see? Just hour after hour after hour and doggone PC is more and more running easier and easier and easier. What you finally wind up with is a baby doll carriage case. Yeah, I mean, this person just peeing over. And your big, rough, horrible cases that have been overwhumping every auditor in sight and ARC breaking them and so forth. Well, I don't care anything about that. That doesn't mean anything to me. Just means the session has got to be set up, that's all. Well, let's set up a session. And you'd think, well, gee, this much care in setting up a session, wow. Well, I don't consider that you really got a session going. You can run things and so forth, but I don't consider you got a session going. You really are running sessions and going for broke and able to hit anything you want to on the track and able to do anything you want to with the PC, unless the PC's reading it clear. It's kind of like you clear them so you can audit them. Now, that's the care with which a session can be set up. And it's just on the four points I've just covered, see. Of course, the auditor includes all auditors and may include PCs, you think. The environment may include all auditing rooms, and on a few occasions, one has had to run an incident to clear the auditor. See, I mean a whole track incident, you know. Back there two or three lifetimes ago, just a button that just exploded all over the place. Well, you got this out of the road. You didn't care anything about that button as far as the case was concerned, but you blew it for the sake of the auditing session. You just went on to, what is this thing? A guy keeps saying, well, old gags, you know, various gags that you use in this direction. Now, who would I have to be in order to audit you? And the guy says, well, you'd better not be a psychiatrist. You say, oh, and you run on, clean this up one way or the other, and just kind of somehow or another wander into that last space opera psychiatric session that you figure you'd better clean up. Run overts and withholds in that particular area and spring the PC to present time on the subject of being audited. That's under the heading of setting up a session. You're setting up a special condition of auditability. And the more care you employ in doing this, why, the better off the thing will be. You can bring any tone arm down or up on those four steps. Why is it that this PC goes into a mindless object? Not reading too high, too low, walking around in the daylight, but sitting down in the auditing chair, slops off into that negative area. Oh, man, don't be so blind. That's just psychiatry and whole track and that army he implanted and all the spaceship crews he or she implanted and something on this order, this right on the button. Well, it's not necessary to clean all these off the case, but certainly when they're in re-stim, they really get in your road. What are you trying to do? Audit somebody who is really being audited 1.5 million years ago in the FAC 1 tradition. But if you bust somebody into this, of course you're going to get negative tone arm, negative tone arm, negative tone arm, negative tone arm, negative tone arm. You can blow these things, but that's what I told you right at the beginning of these lectures, is it requires sheer genius. That's clearing the auditor. It's all right for you to audit. It's all right for me to audit you, see? And that needle... Well, let's clear you. And the needle. Yeah. Well, let's go on with the rest of it just to get the show on the road. It's all right to audit here, and it might be falling on that, you know, and PT problem, and the big ARC breaks. Let's check into these things. But remember, it went, yeah. It's all right for me to audit, you know. Get a session underway, that'd be your first target. Your first target. It takes genius. I can sit here and tell you dozens and dozens and dozens of solutions. But the basic modus operandi is the person's got you mixed up with some psychotherapy, some implant, something of the sort. He's got auditing all mishmashed up, or he himself has lots of overts on Scientology and Scientologists. You see, there could be just a lot of reasons why that needle goes, meh. Now, you're going to take off and audit something to resolve the case without a session in progress, and that's what you'll be guilty of, and you'll get everything you deserve. You'll get blows, constant ARC breaks, no progress, PC getting stuck on the track, PC in difficulties. What's PC trying to do? PC's trying to make you guilty. I've asked the PC, now what would happen now if your case progressed while I was auditing you and so forth? Consequence, you see. Who would become guilty if your case made no progress? You know? He said, oh, nobody but you and my mother and my father. And I'll show them. Now, I could mention in passing that people have difficulty making people feel guilty. And they will get down to a point eventually where they can't make anybody feel guilty, and that's your mindless object case. And that's one of the corollaries of his activity. Not able to withhold sums it up technically, but one of the manifestations is he can't make anybody feel guilty. Knows that's impossible. You check this out. You get a minus donor, you just say, who could you make guilty? Oh, you're going to run into the world's longest comlags. Nobody could make anybody feel guilty any place about anything. And of course, a lot of situations occur to your mind at once, saying, well, it's nonsense. He could make instructors guilty, you make me guilty, make anybody guilty, and so forth. You could all of a sudden have a heart attack sitting right in the chair, you see, and everybody'd feel guilty. But you ask him, you see, well, would having a heart attack right where you are make me guilty or instructors guilty? No. Well, who would it make feel guilty? Well, nobody really, except maybe me. Me, it might make me feel guilty, but it wouldn't make anybody else feel guilty. You might say they've lost their power of punishment. And this is a withhold proposition because somebody who has lost his power of punishment, now let's add it up to the technology we have, who deteriorated his power of punishment? Who did? He did. Well, why did he? Yeah. So, of course, he can't make anybody feel guilty. You see, it's not what it appears at first glance. He actually can't withhold anything. So he's deteriorated his power. You get the idea? And you can bring that back up at once with anything that rehabilitates a withhold. Anything. You rehabilitate his withhold in any particular line. Just find something that knocks a little bit on the meter and then run any gradient scale which brings him up to being able to withhold from that thing. Got it? Now you got it made. All right, now setting up sessions. Now maintaining a session is quite another thing. Your PC just gets the idea you aren't getting anything the PC says. The PC's finding it impossible to communicate to you. Actually, what's happening is the PC is afraid he'll hurt you. PC is pulling it back. It says, I can't communicate to you. Uses all sorts of reasons why he can't communicate to you, but basically, PC's afraid it'll hurt you. If you just check over things the PC has done to you, or things the PC told you that might have harmed you, you'll find out this is rehabilitated at once. You take off the cause and so forth. Or you can run... Just what could you withhold from me for a short time, and all of a sudden he's back in communication with you. Okay? By the way, you can overstrain how easily or how arduously or how gradiently you have to go into withhold, you know. It only takes a half a dozen or so trick commands of some kind or another get him up to his first withhold that he's positive and certain. I mean, that's an easy one. You don't have to grind for the hour on some gradient scale. I had an example of that. A person could withhold nothing from women. Nothing. Nothing. Just all automaticity, just straight roaring automaticity and so forth. I monkeyed around with it for a little while without even a gradient. And I said, well, let's just find something somewhere you could withhold from a woman. And PC found one after about 15, 20 minutes. Found one and said, gosh, boy, it was pretty good. He could withhold the tail of a wolf that was biting her. Because a wolf doesn't bite with its tail. See? You can overstrain this. The simplicity of withhold is simply withhold. But you can walk up to withhold with something else. Got it? But withhold is just withhold, and the ability to withhold is the ability to withhold, and any damn fool can find out whether or not he's withholding. He knows whether or not he's withholding something. I don't care how bad off he is. He'll be able to tell sooner or later that he can withhold something. Of course, when he's having a hard time on something, the first real withhold telegraphs itself to the auditor with, whew, wow. All right, keeping a session running. As the session breaks down, the PC's ability to withhold to the auditor breaks down, the PC deteriorates his ability to run, all kinds of weird little mechanisms can occur with regard to this, and the PC must feel that he is doing something to the auditor, and you just better find out what it is that he feels he's doing to the auditor and do something about it. Got it? Oddly enough, a PC won't talk to you if he can't withhold anything from you. Yeah, they'll talk to you dub, and they'll give you false information and so forth, but they don't really talk to you. There's no two-way communication involved there. It's a great oddity, by the way, that when you totally rehabilitate the ability of a PC to withhold from the auditor, that they chatter like magpies to always give you the living truth. It's quite an interesting oddity. Otherwise, they're being audited. Their two-way comm is an automaticity. Now, you can break a PC's ability to withhold from you down to a point where he starts the ARC break and feels degraded. This being audited feels degraded. And that's just the inability to withhold from the auditor. PC won't also give you the hot dope if he can't withhold from you. You talk about people being messed up. I mean, people are messed up. All right. Now, your PETP can come up more often than you think, and if there seems to be something going wrong with the PC in the middle of the session, something like that, well, let's just start in with rudiments, huh? Let's not just slop it off and say, well, it must be up to me because the session was clear at the beginning, you see, and therefore, if it's clear at the beginning, it's clear now. No, it isn't. He has a horrible present time problem, and about the middle of the session, it flew into full view. You brought him upscale to a point where he recognized he had one. So a good way to rehabilitate a session is rudiments. See? It's all right for me to go on auditing you. Well, that catches your ARC break, you see. Environmental disturbances. Anything been upsetting you? Yeah, that fellow who keeps screaming over there in the corner has me upset slightly. I don't know. Well, what have you thought you would like to do to him? Well, kill him, chew him up, spit him out, and so forth. And what he's really worried about is he's afraid he might jump out of his chair and do just that. Check for your PTP. See, that's your third point. Check for that present time problem. Again. Well, yeah, somehow or other I omitted telling you at the beginning of session, but... But the truth of the matter is my apartment building burned down last night. And I haven't any place to go at the end of course today. Somehow or other, kind of slipped my mind. And then, of course, after you checked on something like that, well, you check for ARC brakes, environmental ARC brakes. You sometimes find that an instructor or something like that, he has an ARC brake with the instructor, had nothing to do with you. You're too egocentric as an auditor once the session gets going. You think the only thing that can go wrong in a session, naturally, you believe that the only thing that can go wrong in a session is something you did to the PC. Well, you might have brought the PC upscale. The PC realizes he's been wronged from some other quarter. And the session slows down and gets choppy and gets upset and so forth. And by the way, it's seldom what the PC's talking about. It's very interesting, but it's seldom what the PC's talking about. PC says, well, you're just not getting my communication, and I keep trying to talk to you, and I just can't get a communication across to you, and I'm just, that's it, and I'm almost fed up, and your acknowledgments aren't getting through, and so forth. Well, take it up to be nice. But that isn't what's wrong with the session. It'll lie under one of those four headings. Oh, well, yes, it was something I omitted telling you at the beginning of session. I have an appointment at 3 o'clock, and, you watch this one, by the way. This isn't, I'm not picking this one out of a cocktail. You watch that one work out. You have some fun with that one. PC, chop, 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 chop. Well, take it up. Okay it. Admit you're wrong. Perfectly all right. You should. Because there's a little bit of something there, or he wouldn't be snarling. And then you make it your business to find out why he's being a snarly PC. You'll find out it lies in some other zone or area, or lies outside the session, or is 3 or 4 sessions ago. Now listen, if the PC knew what it was, he wouldn't be snarling. He would understand it. PCs only get upset when they're assaulted by environmental auditing difficulties they don't know what they're all about. Got that? So what happens? Your PC starts blowing an ARC brake and that sort of thing. Take up the blow of the ARC brake. Handle it, and then let's go in and run rudiments. All right for me to audit you? So forth. Anything wrong with my auditing you here? Is you just any way that you can phrase it or put it, you see? Something wrong with me as a person? Is it something you feel I've done to you in the last few days? Something like this. Let's scout it down, and let's get that E-meter dropping. And something wrong with this auditing environment? Something wrong with the people in the environment? Is there anybody in this room you're upset with? That's all part of the environment. The instructors are part of the environment. Let's chase this thing now. We find out day before yesterday, while an auditor, your PC really got reamed out by an instructor. Right? On some point. Now, he's become militant. And he's insisting you follow this point. Well, you never heard the instructor on this particular point. You don't know you're not supposed to cross your legs in a session. Well, it has nothing to do with the datum. It has everything to do with that this PC has an ARC break in the environment with an instructor. Check it out and find out if not that or if that or is whatever it is. You check these things out, by the way, until they resolve, and then you cease and desist and get back with the session, you understand? You find out there's a present time problem sprung into view, some kind or another, and weighed home on that one. It came up 3 hours deep in the session that at the beginning of session, he received a telegram saying that he had overdrawn his bank accounts and the cops were coming, you see? And it didn't fall the first time. Never told you. Didn't fall. Nothing happened. First time. You ask him to begin a session. You thought he was a little distraught. It didn't fall. He didn't tell you anything about it. Didn't seem to worry him. pass that off easily. It didn't seem important enough and so forth. Well, it's because he's evidently being terribly dispersed, but as you're auditing him, all of a sudden this thing starts blowing into view. Like one day I cognited while I was having some havingness run after lectures. He used to have a little bit of havingness run, which is a good thing. Keeps me from running up overts against Scientologists and things like that. In case my temper's sweet. And I had a howling cognition in the middle of the second. I got a good subjective reality on it. That I have, ordinarily, never less than 8 present time problems. I'm always being audited across the top of about at least 8 present time problems that have to do with Scientologists across the world, you see, and have to do with administration lines and flaps and difficulties and so forth. And I looked at this and sort of had to make up my mind that, well, all I ever got was auditing on present time problems, or I got some auditing. But I actually, that day, I had about 5 present time problems land on the desk, attached to about 6 or 7 more that had simply been lying there, you see. And I was just skipping all of these on the question of present time problem. I said, no, I didn't have any present time problem. I considered it environmental in turbulence. Oddly enough, after that, I got to wondering about it and wondering why in Scientology we had as much environmental turbulence as we have, why there's many emergencies. Of course, Scientology is very big. It's much bigger than you realize at first glance. And I made it my business right about that time to just cut down this PT problem thing. I handled it on the administration lines. And so on, and figured out how present-time problems came into existence, what an emergency was. I found out that an emergency comes about because somebody makes a mistake someplace. Somebody drops a ball in July, I always have an emergency in November. Sometimes not that much later. Get the idea? So I had traced down what emergencies were, and what the anatomy of all this was, and what flubs were and how to prevent flubs and how to cut them down and so forth. It was very, very good cognition. It's actually been a great benefit to all of us. But I actually had been living with this lion for so confounded long, you see. I said, well, that's not a present-time problem. No present-time problem. Auditor in deep, dark trouble down in the darkest of Africa, you know, something going on at a higher roar in some other quarter of the world, and the accounts department, as usual, falling on its head. And, you know, I just said, well, that's my job. Running havingness, I got up to realize that's not my job. Why the devil should that be part of my job? You see, and I did something about it. Now, such a cognition comes through to your PC every now and then. As they come upscale, he suddenly realizes that things that they've regarded as routine are actually pressing problems. The idea? Now, at the moment they become pressing problems, they interfere with the session, I'll guarantee you. You have to come upscale to have a problem. Fellow says, well, I don't have any problem with my wife. She's awfully considerate when she comes in with having gone out with other men and so forth. She always closes the door quietly. Certainly. When she draws down the bank account to spend on her family and so forth, why, she seldom overdraws it. A very, very, very considerate girl. And when she leaves me, she always leaves a note. Got it all explained, see? And you audit him for a couple, 3 days, and you say, well, this fellow has no present time problems. all of a sudden he look at you and say, well, I just can't seem to reach you with my replies, and you're not paying attention, and the room is very disturbing, and you're auditing the wrong thing, and if you just wouldn't keep changing your mind, why, we would just be getting along fine. And you check it through, and you find out he's had a cognition somewhere along the line. He had a present time problem. His wife! The idea? Of course, auditing people is auditing out mental strain. And you have to come upscale to recognize that it exists. Well, just recognizing that it exists, it actually starts to blow. Most of the mental strain people are under, they know nothing of. Nothing at all. It's buried completely out of sight. So you keep running across this in auditing, and then you reassign it erroneously to the fact your PC goes out of session. Your PC doesn't go out of session. Your PC is in the middle of some stress or strain he knows not what of. You're the handiest target, and he takes it out on you, and that's about all there is to that thing. So you better find out what that mental strain was. Got it? And you really dig that one now. All right. You can check these things any time, at the beginning of the session, at the end of the session, the middle of the session, and so forth. But don't let me catch you taking a PC that's running like a player piano and holding up the session for 10, 15 minutes at the beginning while you chant the Gregorian chant. It's Gregorian, not Habardian. Now, two or three other small points here. This is the most important one, the one I've been covering here, and why I've been covering it is the most important set of points. There are two or three other little items here I want you to be specially on guard against. You can get in trouble running a specialized terminal. You can get in trouble running a specialized terminal. They can be run, but you can get in trouble. And knowing that, when you're running a specialized terminal, like your father, or Agnes, or something of this sort, you see, and your PC starts getting restive, let's not start looking all over the doggone place to find out why. You're running a specialized terminal when you should be running a generalized terminal. You are running your wife when you should be running wives, or a wife. You're running Oscar when you should be running uncles. And uncle. Get the idea. You can run specialized terminals to clean them up and get rid of PT problems and so forth. But you can get in trouble with them. The subject is wider. See, than that specialized terminal. So generalized terminals. Now, I want you also to watch running terminals that are not mass terminals. You can get away with it for a little while. Not very long. All of a sudden, the haddingness starts going up the spout. And haddingness is still a factor. Best way to repair haddingness is to ruin a guy's separateness. Haddingness drops when the individual separates from the universe and goes only one on some dynamic. Of course, he is individuated and separate from, so he cannot permeate, and therefore can't have. Got the idea? But the basic mechanism of havingness, a person has inflow in an effort to withhold. Havingness is automatic withhold. A fellow who goes out and buys himself a big car possibly he's trying to withhold. You know, he buys a big car, he doesn't need a big car. It ruins his finances and that sort of thing. Well, he knows he's got to have it. Well, at the same time, you better find out what he's withholding from, because havingness is basically a withhold mechanism, and that's just about all it is. Because when you enter in on these tough withhold problems, you'll find it's always the first answer is a piece of mess. It's always the first answer. So this is worth knowing. Drop of havingness is only oneness. So therefore, if an ARC breaky type of session drives the PC out of participation in the session, you're driving him into an individuation. The phenomenon which you regard there is loss of havingness. It doesn't do any good to repair his havingness, not as much good to repair his havingness as it does to get him back in session or get off the obsessive individuation which he is experiencing. And his havingness will come right up, see. I tell you that a pariah who is not permitted in the society anymore can have no part of the society. All right. I see you're still a little bit hung on that one. We won't go into it any further, though. But run mass terminals wherever possible. Run terminals with mass connected with them. Now, that's not mental mass. That's actually terminals. You run George. George is a body. You run George's thoughts, and you're in trouble. Got the idea? You're not in trouble running George, who is apparently a body, but you do get in trouble running George, who has no mass. Now, complexities are unnecessary where the simplicity can be ferreted out. Involved complexities are not valuable. Actually, what you need is the embracive simplicity in its application. When you find yourself with too involved an explanation for what's wrong with the PC, you just better junk the whole works. And you better find something simple that's wrong with the PC. You got the idea? All the principles why I've been teaching you here are actually terribly simple. Of course, they re-stimulate certain complexities. Now, let's not get into a grind, wind-up doll, huh? Let's not get into that sort of a thing, a wound-up doll deal. No dice. No good. You stay interested in the PC and so forth. When you go into a wound-up doll, it's a symptom that you feel you've been driven off from the PC. You feel you've been kicked off the session. Somehow or another, you're not running the session anymore, so you just hope you'll blunder through with grind. You get the idea. Well, there's no substitute for the auditor's presence and interest and activity in the case. Now, you don't need any more processes than you got. I've given you the processes on these particular tapes, which are hotter than a pistol. They'll work. You can make it. You got it made. You're going to play these tapes the first hour of the lecture hour, one of your own tapes here for this unit, followed with a tape of general interest on an earlier course. And what I expect you to know is the data which I have crushed through in these 9 hours of lecture, and that's a fantastic amount of data, as I think you will get when you hear it again. You'll hear these tapes two or three times, and you'll really be able to dig it. Now, that's what I expect you to know. That's what I expect you to be able to do. And your ability to do all this, as I can tell you from definite experience, and so forth, will shine up in your having some bright, shiny new preclears. So good luck and good hunting. Thank you. Thank you.